Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Younger people, and I'd love your input on this to 51551, younger people and generally more people are beginning to plan their own funerals. So much so that some funeral directors are now advertising their funeral planning schemes on TikTok and social media. And those planning can get an overall estimate of the cost and pay in installments if they wish, prepay. They can choose a coffin, pick songs or make any other arrangement they want in advance of their death, taking big decisions away from emotionally stressed family members. It's a very different way of doing it from the traditional way. We're joined now by TikToker Cullum Kieran of myfarewellwishes.ie and of Kieran Brothers Funeral Care in Kingscourt in County Cavan. Cullum, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Josh, for having us, Cormac.
I'm taken aback at this, I must say. What kind of person, or is there a profile of person who's pre-planning and pre-paying for their funeral?
Yeah, the typical person that we get throughout our network of funeral directors across the country is somebody who's experienced a loss, usually recently themselves. They've lost a husband or a wife. They generally have grown up children and they have seen what it is to plan and organise a funeral and pay for it. And they want to reduce that burden on their family when it comes to their own time.
Mm. And they come in and they pick their own coffin, do they?
Not necessarily. A lot of them come in and just say, listen, these are my wishes. I want cremation and I want something simple. And a lot of times it's to make sure that things that they see happen all the time don't happen. So take, for example, they might say something like, listen, I don't want 1,000 people having to go through my son or daughter's home. I want you to use a funeral home, or I don't want to have a wake at all, or I don't want to have an open coffin. So there's generally something on their mind. And we as funeral directors would be approached a lot of times at gravesides after a funeral and say, do you know, when it comes to my time, I don't want this or I don't want that. And that's where we say, listen, go and tell somebody and get it written down. Mm-hmm. There's an old Irish saying, Mar bhuail sé scríofa níos sé ráite, which means if it's not written down, it's not worth saying.
Mm. Yeah, for sure, yeah. But I just wonder if it's uncommon. This is quite, wouldn't be unusual then for people to come into you or approach you.
I've grown up in this sector, and I remember as a child people coming into my father to write down their wishes, maybe give him a few pound off the ultimate funeral. But, you know, this goes back millennia. Like, you were talking, the Egyptians and even the Irish in Newgrange planned our burial plots, and yeah, there's nothing different about what's
happening. The only thing that's different,
today,
though, is that people are putting down payments, aren't they? They're planning, paying in installments and so on, Cullum.
Yeah, a lot of cases people want to make sure that the burden isn't on their family when it comes to the time that they want to have a few euros paid towards the cost of their funeral, to make sure that they know, particularly adult children that older people would have, they know they might be struggling with mortgage, with kids going to college, and that they're constantly in need of cash, and they may not have that type of cash available when it comes to the time of their parents' funeral. So that's why they would like to have those things sorted out as well.
Can I read you this? A beautiful text we got from Sandra. She says, I've arranged my funeral recently and I'm going to pay for it ASAP. I had planned on doing it for so long but didn't get around to it. But I was in ICU in December 19, she says, and was close to death. So that pushed me to do it, although I don't have any life-threatening illnesses. My family thinks I'm crazy, she says, but I just don't want to leave them having to make all the decisions. I purchased my grave in 93 when my brother died tragically at 25 years old. It was a bit strange picking out my coffin. If I'll need to be embalmed, etc., I feel relieved that that's sorted. I went on my own, she says, and told my family after I did it, but I told them they can change stuff if they want to. They have my permission. Now, a lot of people, can I put it to you, Cullum, might never think of their own death. They might never want to, and would think that's very, very unusual. But you're saying it's not. And how do you treat people who come into you and say, look, I'm not sure about this, but...
Well, it's a very, very common thing for people to think it's unusual. But the biggest barrier we find to people doing pre-planning is actually dealing with their adult children. So a lot of people who are in the demographic of who likes to plan are attending funerals of loved ones, of friends, of family all the time. and they see it as a very practical, very normal thing to do. But where the shutters can come down is when they try and bring the conversation up with, let's say, grown-up sons and daughters who don't want to have that conversation, who don't want to think of a day or a time when their parents aren't around. So a lot of times we find that the older generation are quite prepared to have this conversation, where the issue is having the tools to bring it up with their family. And that's why we would have, with our network of funeral directors across the country, a set of forms that people can go in, bring home, discuss what are the main three wishes that we realise are the main things for people to think about. And the first one is do they want burial cremation? Second one then is, what type of ceremony do they want? And then the third one is, what type of wake or repose do they want? And if people would have that simple conversation with people, with their loved ones at home, it means for an awful lot more or less stressful conversation, when the reality is that day is going to come. And will your voice be in the room or not is the question I do say to people.
And do you finally advise people who come into you to discuss it with family members? They might be vulnerable, you know.
Yeah, it's very important that they do, because one thing that's very, we see all the time, is when there's no clear instructions, what people do who are left behind is to revert to tradition. So they'll go with traditional burial, they'll go with an open coffin, they'll go with the large funeral gathering. That might necessarily be what the people want ultimately. But if you have that conversation now, it means that when it comes to that time, that your voice, as I said, is in the room when the arrangements are being made.
Okay. Well, look, it might be unusual for some, but it might be comforting, as you say, for others. Colm Kieran of Kieran Brothers Funeral Care in Kingsford in County Cavan. Thank you very much indeed for that. And 51551 for your thoughts. You can email as well, drivetime@rte.ie.